it is only in our darkest hours that we may discover the true strength of the brilliant light within ourselves that can never, ever be dimmed. Do Santa Mata. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Taking with Purpose. Raise up your hands if you're tired of staying home. My hands are up right now. And raise up your hands if you know you have to stay home to keep yourself and others safe. My hands are up right now. How's your week been, guys? Still home, still tired. Just hoping this ends soon. So, our topic this week is titled Bad Things Happen and It's Okay. I guess that's a very weird topic, huh? Because how can it be okay for bad things to happen? What does that even mean? There are so many unanswered questions running through our minds, and I think the one that tops the list is, why do bad things happen? And then another is, why do bad things happen to good people? The third is probably, do we deserve the bad things that happen to us? Can we control what happens to us? Did we cause it? Did we not cause it? Those questions keep running through our minds. Honestly, I do not know the answer to any of those questions, and I bet I'm not the only one. We watch the news every day, and if you watch CNN, the headlines read something like, a three-year-old dies of cancer, a family of four involved in a road accident, man butchers child, a 13-year-old girl raped, coronavirus kills 19,000 people and counting, no known vaccination. The list is endless. There's always bad news happening around the world, and it never ends. There's so much violence, there's so much death, rape, sickness, etc. So much going on that we don't even know. We can't even comprehend, and we can't even understand. So, let's not talk about what I don't know, but instead I'm going to talk about what I know and what I believe. I believe in God. I believe God is good, God is kind and merciful. I believe God does not like to see us suffer. I believe God doesn't test us. I believe God is always with us. I believe He created the earth. And I also believe bad things happen, but we also cannot control the things that happen to us. But we can definitely control how we react to it. So as long as we're alive, bad things will always, trust me, always happen. But good things will happen too, and good things have happened just as bad things have happened. There's always the bad and the good. It's like yin yang. Good and evil. We just have to decide how we'll handle every situation, both good and bad, because the way we react to situations determine how we get through it. So why did I pick this topic, bad things happen and it's okay? I believe it's okay because God is there to bear the burden and the heaviness with us. I believe that we will never be given a burden too heavy for us to handle. I believe every situation molds our character. We need to start focusing on what we can learn from everything that happens to and around us. I strongly believe in this saying, if it's not good, God's not done. No matter how bad a situation is or how much loss we have suffered, stand firm in your faith, knowing that God is not done with you. He will bring back light into your life. And I'm sure everyone has gone through various losses and bad times at some point in life. But we must not look back and dwell on those dark times. We must look forward, knowing there's light at the end of the tunnel. Seriously, sometimes it's actually easier said than done. But whenever you feel discouraged, I feel like I have the perfect picture for what goes on. Just picture a pregnant woman who carries a fetus in her womb for 9 months, experiencing various changes in her body, nausea, swollen feet. You know, it's hard to walk, it's hard to move, you feel so heavy, you gain so much weight. And when the woman is in the delivery room, she's practically between life and death and experiencing the most excruciating pain you can ever imagine. Well, I'm not a mom yet, but I'm definitely giving a thumbs up to all mothers out there, because trust me, that pain is not something anyone will want to experience. But then after pushing and pushing and pushing and all that is done, a baby pops out and the pain was all worth it. Now, relating this to a Bible character, we all know the perfect example is Job. So let me give you a brief summary of the story of Job. So Job was a very wealthy man living in a land called Uz with his family. He had lots of wives and kids. You know, he was a righteous man. He was blameless and upright before God. God was so proud of him and God really loved him. So one day, Satan went to visit God, you know, up there. And God was boasting about Job's goodness and faithfulness and his righteousness. And then Satan started arguing with God that, oh, Job is only good because you blessed him. Job is only good because of all the things you gave to him. Take all that away and he's not going to be righteous anymore. He's not going to be good anymore. He will start to curse you. He will start to detest you. He will start to hate you. And God said, you know what? I trust Job. If you take away all those things, he's still going to praise me. He's still going to remain righteous. And then Satan said, oh, you know what? Let's give it a try. And then he took everything Job had. Job lost his children. He lost his wealth. He lost everything in one day. And what did he do? He tore his clothes, he shaved his head and started mourning. But despite his mourning, he kept blessing God. He kept praying. Satan didn't stop there, you know. Job had sores all over his body. It never got better. It just got worse. Then his three friends came to visit him. And they were all telling him all sorts of things. Job started cursing the day he was born. And he was comparing life and death to light and darkness. He was just wishing he was never born. But through it all, he never faulted God. His friends kept telling him all sorts. One of them told him that it was because of the sin he had committed. That's why all these bad things were happening to him. The others agreed and said, yeah, that's the reason why these bad things are happening to you. Another said, oh, it's because of what your children did. Your children must have sinned so much, and that's why those things are happening to you. You know, they were saying all sorts of things, and despite everything they were saying, Job said, it was a lie. God is never going to do this to me. And then he began to think about man's relationship to God. And he was wondering why God judges people based on their actions. And if God really forgives or alters people's behavior. You know, so many things were going through his mind. And then another person, we wouldn't really call him a friend, just an observer, came into the picture. And then he said, oh, Job, you know what? I think you're spending too much time vindicating yourself rather than God. And then Elihu explained to Job that God communicates with us in different ways, through visions and through pain too. So you might be suffering physical pain, but the person who's suffering that pain will have an opportunity to realize how much God loves him and how much God forgives when he gets well and all that. But Elihu also thought that Job had to be wicked for going through all this suffering, because no righteous person will go through all that suffering. And that was when God interrupted and told Job to be brave and respond to his questions. God asked him numerous questions, and at the end of the day, Job acknowledged God's unlimited power and also admits to his own limitations of human knowledge. And God was pleased. He was upset with his friends, but Job interceded on their behalf, and then God forgave them, and God restored everything Job lost, plus more. He gave him more than he had. He gave him more children, more property. He gave him long life to enjoy everything he had lost. So basically, that's the perfect story to describe this topic. Bad things happen and it's okay. We must remember that God didn't promise that we wouldn't go through tribulation in this world, but he told us to remain confident because we will overcome. So dwell on that. I want us to stop focusing on questions we can't answer, but rather focus on questions we can answer, like, now that this has happened to me, what will I do about it? I want us to make the most of our experiences, because the light will always, always shine. Every cloud definitely has a silver lining. And that's a wrap, guys. I hope you enjoyed another episode of Ticking with Purpose. Don't forget to leave your opinions, comments, and views on our social media platforms. www.tickingwithpurpose.com. That's our website. Instagram, Ticking with Purpose. Twitter, T with Purpose. Facebook, Ticking with Purpose. I hope you have a splendid week, guys, and always remember to make the best of every situation, no matter what we're going through right now. Focus on the light at the end of the tunnel. This will definitely be over. Ciao.